Welcome to AdultBibleStories.com, our vicarious God and vicarious people. We're reading through the book of Ezekiel. So let's fill this book. Let's live vicariously through the Word of God so we can feel what's going on. We can feel the heart of God. We can know the heart of God and not repeat what He hates, but repeat what He loves. So, chapter 18, the soul who sins shall die. So God tells Ezekiel this several times, talking about a righteous man. If a righteous man lives righteously, he'll get a righteous reward. But if he turns to sin, then he's going to lose all his righteousness. And a sinful person who lives his whole life in sin, but then turns around and becomes righteous, he will be rewarded. So we need to lose this idea that once saved, always saved, that you can be saved and now go do what you want to. I don't understand that, how you could be breaking God's law as a sinner, but now that you get saved, you can break the God's law without eternal consequences, which is not an accurate, true doctrine. Chapter 18, verses 20, the soul who sins shall die. Go down to verse 24. The end of it says, none of the righteous deeds that he has done shall be remembered. Let's go verse 24. But when the righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice and does the same abominations that the wicked person does, shall he live? None of the righteous deeds that he has done shall be remembered. For the treachery which he is guilty and the sin he has committed for them, he shall die. That's the thing that's happened, talking about these false prophets in a few years here in America. 2015, where homosexual marriage was pretty much legalized by Supreme Court. And so they've been fighting for a long time, especially for the 7 years, because a lot of states back in 2008 began making adjustments to their own constitution, state constitution, that marriage between one husband, one man, and one woman. But that all got overruled by federal law in 2015. When that happened, there's a whole lot of Christians who deconstructed and began to get involved themselves in the homosexual activity. And this is what the scripture is talking about. They did righteous, but now they're living unrighteously because of the false prophecies, because of the false words, the false laws, the false truth that's being propagated. Same thing has happened with drugs. And in this country where medical marijuana is coming, a lot of people knew that was, you know, drinking and getting drunk and getting high and all that stuff was wrong. But once they started legalizing it, and some states have legalized, you know, all kinds of drugs, and things are just getting worse and worse and worse. So people who have lived righteous most of their life now are taken wicked. And all this deconstruction that's going on. People who have lived lives and all of a sudden they're throwing off God and now they're joining the wicked in the wicked because they haven't seen the wicked pay for it. They think, you know, the wicked are getting away with it, but they're going to find out they're going to be washed away with the wicked because they have left the righteousness in Christ Jesus for the wickedness of this world. They love the world more than they love God. Let not that be you. It says, none of the righteous deeds that he has done shall be remembered. I know we'd like to live in philosophy. We just got, you know, we're getting ready to go in the book of Job. And so we think of things like, you know, we need to remember, you know, the best of somebody rather than the worst of somebody. And of course, there's other things too. You shouldn't remember the best of somebody because they're not all that. You shouldn't remember the worst of that because they're not as bad as that. But you know what? God is patient. God is long-suffering. God does give the wicked, you know, a good amount of time to repent. He does turn on the light on many times until their heart is so hardened, their conscience is so seared that they can't, that even when God turns on the light, they're too blind to see the light has been turned on. And so they walk away. But God is, you know, so just because you did, you know, did right in, you know, in years past, if you don't continue down that path of righteousness and continue to glorify God and turn on the light for you and know that any good thing from you is not from yourself, but is by the grace of God in you, then you're going to be swallowed up by the days of Noah. You're going to be swallowed up, not this time, not with the water that deluges the world, but by a fire that's going to have to cleanse the world. Verse 25 says, yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. And that's what he's saying. And that's what some of you may have been saying too, is I'm not talking about just. How can God forget the rights that you do? Well, you know, if you lived 50 years and loving people and helping people and paying people for college and, you know, and doing those kind of things, and then you murder somebody? Really? Do you think you should get away with that? No. That's unjust. But anyway, let's continue. I'm going down to verse 31 of chapter 18. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Change your mind. Change your direction. Do a 180 and go back towards the Lord. If you're deconstructing, stop. Certainly you need to not have secondhand revelations. Certainly you need to seek out God for yourself. And that's why a lot of people are deconstructing, because they never had the faith themselves. They were like Eve. They had secondhand revelation. They never had a heart for God. They never sought for God in the first place. Now some of you, you really believe that. Some of you, really did have some, things of God, but you're really greatly hurt. You're deconstructing. Well, you need to find out what God really said. That's what the thing was of Eve. Did God really say? And because Eve didn't really hear from God herself, she heard from her husband Adam, she got deceived and lost for it. Don't be like Eve. And even Paul says, he's worried that people are going to be deceived like Eve. Find out for yourself what God said. So instead of deconstructing and going through philosophy, pick up the Word of God and read for yourself and find out from God himself. Jesus told his disciples over and over that he was. Then one day Peter says, well, you're the Messiah. And Jesus says, well, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood have not told you so, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit has told you. We got to hear by the Spirit, not just by rote and what we hear by the flesh. We cannot understand the things of God. Our mind, our brain is against the things of God. We got to understand in our spirit. We got to understand with our heart. So in chapter 19, chapter 20, around verse 3, it says, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, Thus saith the Lord of God, Is it to inquire of me that you have come? As I live, declares the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. If we cherish sin out of our heart, God will not hear our prayers. If you're in blatant sin, which I mean is that you know God has corrected you over and over and over, maybe for years, and you're still living in sin, don't expect God to hear your prayers. And I imagine many people are not expecting, because they're not praying anyway. That's one reason why people don't go to pray as often, because they don't feel like God is hearing their prayers. And one of the reasons they don't feel like God is hearing their prayers, because God isn't, because they are living in a blatant, rebellious sin. Last time they went to prayer, God told them to repent, to get a stop from that, and they haven't done it. Well, God is not just giving you a warning. God is, going to show you an action. God shows your boundaries. I just heard a teaching the other day. It says you can't just tell people your boundaries. You got to show them your boundaries. If all you're doing is say, don't do this, don't treat me this like this, and that's all you're doing, they're going to keep crossing your boundary. But if you walk away, they're going to know that's your boundary. And if they want to be in friendship with you, then they got to quit crossing that boundary. And that's what God is saying right here. Don't keep coming to me. Don't keep coming to me expecting me to hear your prayers if you're living in sin blatantly. And well, I keep turning the light for you and you turn it off. Yeah, that's not going to work with God. So chapter 20, verses 12 says, Moreover, I gave them my Sabbath as a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Sanctify Sabbath, holiness, is all that kind of stuff. God created created 7 days, and all 7 days are great, good, but he sanctified. He set apart one day. He set apart this, day of Sabbath. And when we become born again, he sets us apart. Sets apart from the world, and we need to stay apart. Not like set apart like a monk living in the, in the caves, or like the Amish. Because we need to be in this world, but not of it. We need to be with the sinners, or how else can we, be saved? And we ourselves probably would have been saved if some righteous person wasn't living and crossing our path. But it's a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Is there anything in your life that can show that you've been set apart, that you've been sanctified, that you have been made holy? See here, going to... still on chapter 20, verse 49. Then I said, Oh, Lord God, they are saying of me, is he not a maker of parables? And so remember, God called Ezekiel and told him that nobody's going to pay attention to him. Nobody's going to listen to him. And now there are people who are asking, Ezekiel, what is God saying? And he says what he's saying, and the response, Oh, you're just making things up. You're just making up parables. And that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of deconstructionists, a lot of people are saying, all these preachers, all these pastors who think they're righteous, they're just making up things. They don't know God. So that's what's going on here. Chapter 21, 22. chapter 22, verse 30 says, "And I sought for a man among them who shall build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." So this is talking about Jesus. It's talking about, they didn't find any person, but Jesus shows up on the scene, and he's the one that fills that breach. And I think when we become saved, we can join Jesus in that breach. He doesn't have to have us. He does it all. It is all finished in him. But we want to join him in his ministry and do what he says. And then go on to verse 23, and you have these, two women, Ohola and Oholabah. I don't know. I was almost talking in tongues there. But that's an interesting story. So go ahead and read that one here. And then we're going to pick up, in chapter 24 in the next video.